You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We are back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl, digging up some scary images from people's past here. Virgil's out there.
That's none right, of mine.
None just of yours. No, you're on the clear.
Not yet.
You're not yet anyway. The night's young, though. The night's young. Dog Pound, we want you to design our end zone banners this season. We're selecting three winning designs to be revealed to 68,000 fans at First Energy Stadium. The winning designs receive game tickets, sideline passes, and a customized jersey. To enter, visit clevelandbrowns.com. right now. All right, we're going to go to the hotline presented by Ohio Business Machines and bring in a three-time Super Bowl champion, Jerod Cherry, for three questions with Jerod. What's up, Jerod?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Jerod, I got to ask you here because it is our question of the day. Do you believe in this Browns team? Do you believe that they are for real coming off of this victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers? If yes, why? If not, what do they have to do to make a believer out of you?
I'm a believer say that, but at the same time, Nathan and Matt, I still think there's a lot of football left. Obviously, with only five games being played, you can't crown them, in the words of Dennis Green.
That's
but
right.
They're well on their way.
That's right. And Jerod, talk to me a little bit again. I thought I've talked defense. We just had Jabal Sheard on the hotline as well. I talked defense with him. Highlight a few things that you saw this week against the Pittsburgh Steelers that they did extremely well that they had done thus far this season.
Well, you saw a situation where the secondary actually did generate enough coverage to get us a coverage sack. We had not seen that take place. It's been through pressures or just guys having a Herculean effort to get to the quarterback. But this week, we saw secondary covering down guys and actually the four-man rush getting to the quarterback. And against a guy like Ben Roethlisberger, that's saying a lot.
It is saying a lot, and that's what they were able to do, and hopefully it's an effort that they can build on. So let me ask you this, because I agree with you. This is a team that you can't declare at any point that, okay, it's over. It's a foregone conclusion. They're just going to start winning every game. It's a team that's going to have to continue to prove it week in and week out before it becomes a culture and before it becomes a habit. But I think you do agree with me. It feels much different than last year's 3-2 team, and I want to get into what specifically about this year's team and what you're seeing makes you feel that it is so different from a year ago.
Well, I'm seeing stronger leadership at the quarterback position for starters, in that Brian Hoyer was obviously around last year for a 3-2 start, but once he went down, he had to relinquish that role as leader, and that went to Jason Campbell and Brandon Wheaton. So right there, you got strong leadership at the quarterback position, you got a high level of play at the quarterback position, then you put to the defensive side, McCoy was a leader as well, but one thing that he couldn't bring to the table because he experienced nothing but futility here with the Browns was, what does it take to win? He could express that message. Carlos Dansby and Whitner, leaders on that defensive side, can express that. So I think what you're seeing, guys, is that you have guys in a position of playing at a high level and also knowing what's required of you to be a professional and to continue to play at a high level in place. And you have stability within the organization. I don't see Ray Farmer having issues with Mike Pettine that I know about. And we kind of had a sense based on what went down with Trent Richardson that I was not the case last year with Banner and Chadzinski.
Jerod, you and I have both been a part of teams that have had success and continued success. And I really do feel that this team is on the cusp of something very special, even when you look at this 1 week against the Jacksonville Jaguars and on into the next 2 weeks. What is your best recommendation or best vote of confidence for this football team to stay humble moving forward as they get into a very optimistic portion of their schedule?
What they really need to do is don't think they've arrived and really look at yourself and say, I enjoy the wins, I'm going to have fun with it, but we are not there yet. Please don't crown us, and please don't act as if we have arrived because we truly haven't, and approach each team like they're going against Seattle or whoever is considered the top-tier team in the NFL, and don't rest on the fact it's the Jacksonville Jaguars, it's the Oakland Raiders, and it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because you know just as well as I know, Matt, those teams can get galvanized, fired up on a particular Sunday, play A-level ball, and beat you, even though their records may say otherwise.
That's definitely true.
Jerod, last year, I know a lot of times you talked about you felt that the Browns had oftentimes didn't look prepared, that their practice habits were not as good as perhaps you had wanted them to be. Do you feel that that has been a change this year from what you've seen from this team, the way guys respond, especially when they're forced into action due to injury?
That's been huge. Guys are stepping up and filling in. But also, along with that, Nate, what I think guys are also seeing is that there's a head coach in place who will sit you down if you don't step up, if you don't play. You got a first rounder not play. You got a guy who's one of the leading rushers on the team not play. You had a guy who's an intricate part of defensive line not play. And why did they not play? Because they didn't do what was required of them in the classroom, and they didn't do what was required of them on the football field. So that sends a message of accountability. And how many times have we talked about that? The need to have accountability and what that can do for you. So thank you, Mike Pettine and company, for bringing accountability to this football team.
I like it. You get fired up about that accountability. It's that direct communication, that accountability, holding guys to a high standard. And certainly you can comment on this. And let me ask you, if you're in the locker room and you see Terrence West deactivated, speaking of accountability, what does that say to you? What should that say to Terrence West, and what does that say to the team?
Well, except the team, we're not playing. We're for real around here, and it's definitely been a message sent of do what's best for a team and get off your own high horse and thinking that you're arrived because you have not. So that's the first thing it sends to me. And then secondly, if you're Terrence West, they still want to keep you in the fold, but you're going to have to realize that it's not about you. And in this situation, yeah, you could probably be a 1,000-yard-plus rusher, but that's not the situation here. That's not what they're asking. So if you want to be a part of a team and understand what it means to build a culture of team over self, you got to let go of those aspirations, man, because it goes back to, again, what I just said. Team first, me last.
That's right, and that's why the Browns have gotten it going and will continue it hopefully this Sunday against the Jags. Been three questions with the three-time Super Bowl champion, Jerod Cherry. Jerod, thanks as always for being with us, brother.
Good to talk to you guys. Take care, man.
All right, you got it. When we come back on CBD, we're going to do a little after further review and get your final thoughts on whether or not you believe in this Browns team. Why not, and what would they have to do to show you if you're not all in? Get AI, folks. Get all in on the Cleveland Browns as the reigning equipment manager of the year, Brad Mellon, walks by down the hall looking very good today here on a Tuesday afternoon for a reigning equipment manager of the year, if I do say so myself. All right, we'll be back right after this, a little after further review on CBD.